I'm joined by Kay's head coach, Stuart McIntyre, after this afternoon's 1-1 draw at Tooting. Stuart, after Monday, it wasn't quite the performance or the result you were looking for today.
No, it wasn't quite. I think sometimes you come away from home and hopefully you put on a performance and you get what you deserve, if you like. But today we never really quite got going. Our passing was poor, particularly first half. And we always seem to be a little bit off the pace. They were sharp. They're on a good run at the moment, and I think they'll be up there come the end of the season. We can't sort of come to Tooting and look at where they are in the league and think that we're going to roll them over. But I think we got a bit of work to do. You know, I've heard one or two people say this week that the training facility is sorted. It's far from sorted. We've got a lot of work to do in that area. When we went to Collierswood on Thursday night, we had a small area in the corner of a football field under one light to work with, and we need better. I've already told the directors, and they're making moves to put that right. But you know, you can't make excuses. We just never really quite got going today.
In fairness, it could have been worse. Well, we took a point, but a combination of good goalkeeping and woeful finishing from them in the first half, we could have been two or three down at half time.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we got caught ball watching all over the park. We got caught ball watching in the middle of the park. We got caught ball watching with long balls into their strikers, and they were skinning us like we weren't even there. So yeah, you can't hide from it. We're probably in a way lucky to come away with a point, but maybe that will be a positive point. We probably didn't deserve anything from the game, but other games this season we've deserved more and got less. So maybe that will help us a little bit. We've had a heart to heart, players in the dressing room after the game, and it's quite clear that not being able to train properly is getting to the boys. And I've just said to them, you know, this is a football club that's got an absolutely fantastic history, and if you stop there, then it probably puts pressure on people. But if you then add, but we went bust, we don't own our own ground, we don't have a training facility, we're in Ryman Division 1, then maybe the realistic situation is, hey, we've got a lot of work ahead to get back to where we need to be, or should be, or could be, whatever it may be. It's not going to happen overnight. The turnaround maybe started last season, but we finished 7th. Now we're in touch with the top people in the league. We've got 31 league games, and we've got to put a hell of a lot of work ahead of, you know, in ahead to make sure we keep moving forward. This time last year we came here and we won 1-0, and we created one chance in the whole game. Today we've not created that many more. We got a 1-1 with another soft penalty. I'm not someone who makes excuses, and I'm not going to start to make excuses. But I'm asking the players to support each other, to dig in, and not to say we can't achieve this because of that, or we can't do that because of this. Let's just go and do it. You know, if we don't have a proper training pitch, do a bit more yourself. You know, if things are not going well, dig in, ask each other to do a little bit more. Don't just stand and be 1v1 and get beat. I think we've been through a little rough patch recently. I think the players, there's an element of feeling sorry for themselves, because I think in both games against Sudbury we probably deserve, from an attacking player and our movement and things like that, to go through, but you can't concede cheap goals. We concentrated on putting that right today, and I think from free kicks we were a bit better, but we then lost it in open play. It seems like one step forward, one step back at the moment. I feel as if there's an arm tied behind my back, if I'll be honest.
You mentioned pressure in there, and as you rightly say, we're going through a bit of a rough patch at the moment. How much pressure do you and the rest of the management staff feel under at the moment?
I think you have to create your own pressure in these situations. You have to create your own needs and desires and see where that takes you. If I'm happy with a 1-1 at Tooting, then that would be careless and almost incompetent, if you like. But we're moving in this league, and we are in this league. I didn't put us in this league. My job's to try and get us out of it, and we're up there. You know, we're in the top six or seven. So we're out of the trophy. I can't change that. We're out of the FA Cup. I can't change that. The individual errors that cost us those games were by players, and I select the players. I bring the players to the club. But we're in Ryman Division 1. The budget we have allows us to have certain quality of players, and that is an area where you're juggling, you're constantly juggling. Does it work here, does it work there, does that work? And it's almost a battle you can just about can't win. If you look, for example, look back at my old club, Bromley. You know, people will say, "Oh, when I was at Bromley, we achieved this, or we achieved that, or we didn't achieve this, or whatever." They've now won today in the FA Cup against Grays, but they might be spending as much money as Grays. It makes a huge, huge difference. You know, if you're paying a player £350 rather than £120, it makes a huge difference. And I'm not suggesting that the football club start spending a fortune, but maybe we need to understand that. We are competing with Tottenham Mitcham on budget, and we competed today. We're competing with AFC Sudbury, and although we eventually lost, we competed. You know, we competed with Fleet, we competed with Dover. You know, we're not the finished article by any means, and I'm not happy with some results recently. But we need to stick together. You know,
You look at the team sheet today. There's players with real quality on there. Martin Lee was captain today, but thought at times today just looks positively disinterested. Do you think motivation is a factor at all?
It may be motivation, but I've said to the players, you know, we've trained on AstroTurf or a small area which we had lit on Thursday night for 6 weeks now, and if the players rely only on what we can do in that situation, they're not going to be fit enough. And I actually think that some of the players are just not fit enough, I've got them 3 times a week. Saturday, always a game. Monday or Tuesday, almost recently, always been a game. Therefore, I've got to do our fitness work on a Thursday. Well, we can't. You can't do fitness work on a Thursday with a game coming on a Saturday, which is why I say I feel as if I've got an arm tied behind my back at times. People who know me know that I think a big, big issue is fitness. We were fit at the beginning of the season. That fitness has dropped because we haven't been able to prepare properly. But I've emphasised to the players, don't make that an excuse. Make it a reason to do something yourself. Do it. We don't look fit. I don't think we look fit. We don't look prepared. How could we be prepared? There's no training. They're just facts. They're not excuses. They're just facts. You know, until we are actually doing the proper preparation, it's going to be stop-start, one step forward, one step back. And I think that's why the performances go from playing very well at times in games to positively shocking in games.
There's no Julian Seals today. Was fitness a factor?
Yeah, in definitely. Julian's not fit. Julian's nowhere near fit. He needs to do stamina work, strength work, speed work. And I said that to Julian today. And he's just got to get on with it. You know, he had an injury where he was out for the best part of 3 weeks. Your fitness goes. It showed on Monday night. And I've asked Julian to apply himself and push back in. Tommy Moorhouse did well today. He's probably one of the plus points.
I was going to ask you about Tommy Moorhouse. He conceded a penalty again today, as he did last Saturday. Is he just unlucky at the moment, or is he a bit reckless? Does he need to stop and think before he makes challenges like that?
Well, I think there's probably an element of diving in, which is not good. You wouldn't encourage it. But I didn't hear a single Tootin player playing for a penalty kick. And certainly last Saturday he was just dead unlucky. I don't think there's another referee who would have given a penalty where a shot has gone like a rocket and hit your arm down low. His hands weren't above his head, in my opinion. The referee said they were. Well, I think he was hit here. I think the ball was about a foot off the ground, 2 feet off the ground. How can your hands be above your head? Even if you're down low and your hands are above your head, they're 4 feet off the ground. I think Tommy was very unlucky there. I thought it was a soft penalty where the referee tried to justify. And when referees try to justify, you know they're not sure if they got it right or not.
We spoke last Saturday. You're hoping to sign a striker ahead of Monday's game. Obviously, that didn't materialise. Is there any news on that front?
Today, we've signed Adolf Omoko. Adolf has left Croydon Athletic. And joined us, and his history over the last 3 or 4 years is 25 goals a season. I think he'll be a predator for us. I think we're missing good chances. Again, there was a great move in the first half today where Dean Lodge put a ball in the box and didn't end up in the back of the net. It should. That's a great move, it's a great ball, just needs a tap in. They're the things we need to be better at, because if you don't put them away, the players that make the chances stop making those chances, they stop working. So it's an area that's very, very important for us.